everybody. You are listening to Davidson live on WTBQ. As always, you can listen live on 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com, and the replay on Davidson Facebook page. If you'd like to call into the show, the best way to do so is call 845-651-1110, or you can instant message us on Facebook. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, coming at you from Janesville, Wisconsin. And back in the studio, and joined as always by Joe Curry, and strolling in out of the bullpen, the one and only Pip Helix.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, did we get the whole intro this time?
Yeah, you just made it.
Yeah, I just made it. It sounds a little staticky on this end, but we're going to plug through. So we got Rich working the board for about another 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Then we got Adam, and then we get the boss man, Frank. Our show is becoming like a relay race.
Yes, it is.
We're going to start calling Frank Moe.
Going to start, why, he's a third stooge?
No, he's the saver.
Yeah.
He's the what?
The saver. He's like a Mariano Rivera.
Oh, Mariano. Oh, that Mo. I had the wrong Mo.
And we're watching the handoff go right now.
So we have Adam. Adam is manning the booth?
Adam is now in command.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see how he does compared to Frank and Rich. We know how flawless they are.
He's scared now.
So what...
Yes, go on, Joe.
What metropolis are you working in?
I am in the, not Metropolis, Megalopolis.
Megalopolis.
Of Janesville, Wisconsin.
Janesville, Wisconsin. What barn are you performing in tonight?
I am performing at a place called The Armory.
The Armory?
Yes, so the audience will be armed and dangerous, so it should be fun. It could be my last show ever.
Oh, really? Were you there last night?
No, last night I was in a place called the Cherry Street Comedy Club in Galesburg, Illinois. I drove a nice 16 hours to get to that gig. Through the, I got to witness something I'd never witnessed before.
What a plush.
I stopped at, well, an audience that was laughing. That was the first thing.
Yeah.
No. At 11:30 at night, I stopped to meet my pal, Disgruntled Clown. Joe, you know him.
Oh, the Disgruntled, yeah, he is. He yelled at me because I didn't pack his clown case.
Well, you're much better. You're much better broadcaster than you are roadie, so take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, really. You know, it's like, Pip, you know, it's like getting yelled at in a man dressed in a clown suit?
Every night.
Yeah.
Oh. You're a dirty girl, aren't you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Playing with the red nose. Playing with the red nose.
Cup the nose. Cup the
nose. Make it honk. Make it honk.
So at 11:30 at night, I stopped to see my pal, the Disgruntled Clown, at a Waffle House.
Yeah.
And here in the Northeast, people don't know what Waffle Houses are. I guess the best way to describe it is a cross between Denny's and
a
Walmart
dumpster.
Greeters and the bathroom of a Kmart.
I tell you, when we were working in Alabama, yes, we're bragging again, we went to that Waffle House. I never saw a cockroach come up to the table and beg before.
Well, they're well trained and disciplined.
He was a good boy. He did tricks.
Have some crumbs.
Waffle Houses are nasty, but the people in the South love them because they don't have, like, the diners. That we have in Jersey. So the Waffle House is the only thing that's open 24 hours. So
that's
I went to
a
Waffle House
shame.
To meet my pal, and I got to see a floor show comprised of a very large girl who was probably in her early 20s, who we believe was touched in the head. And
oh, thank God.
Seriously, and she was asked for a job, and they weren't going to give it to her. When you can't get a job at the Waffle House, something is wrong.
Really? Yeah, that's kind of sad.
So she was dancing along with our waitress. They were throwing it down, and they were very good.
Really? Did she know the waitress, or she just figured, you know, if you can't, you know, work there, I'll just start dancing there?
I don't know. I don't. She might be a regular at the Waffle House. I really don't have any idea.
Waffle House,
so,
only restaurant with a pole.
So I was amused by this. Then I got up to go to the bathroom, and I come back, and the clown's like, about the way, hey, she's talking to you. I'm talking about you. That's how the clown talks, in case you don't know. So I go, oh, yeah, what's this? He goes, oh, she likes short guys. She likes you. And she goes, hey, you're not from around here, are you? I go, no, I'm just passing through, going through to Illinois. It's like, oh, well, you know, I can be your Toledo, Maine.
Really?
So I got that going for me, kids.
Oh, wow. Oh wow.
God.
Now, what was the first giveaway that you were from around there?
I had 4 out of 5 of my front teeth.
I had bridge work.
Well, I just said, listen, do you know Joe Curry? And they said, no. I go, well, then, you know, you don't know Northeast comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I mean, I drove 16 hours straight, though. I've never been so hopped up on caffeine and everything.
Right.
And then I get to the hotel. It was a nice hotel. They let me in at 6 a.m., which was nice.
Yeah.
At around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I hear somebody at my door trying to get in. So I immediately stripped down to my underwear to surprise them. And it was some old guy. So I hadn't ordered him, but he was there. So that was kind of weird.
What did he want?
He wanted meat, damn it.
Really?
No, they gave him like the they forgot I was in there. The hotel. Forgot.
Sort of like when you're at the club.
Yeah, very forgettable. The only way you know I'm there is if there's complaints. That's the only way.
Wow.
So,
I thought it was the clown. That's how I thought this. And he had a hook. That's how these stories usually end.
Yeah, well, I survived. I dabbled him with my boxer shorts. So the hotel felt very bad, so they gave me a bag of treats. So I got some Cheetos and Fritos and stuff like that.
He whipped out the red carpet.
Well, you know, it's a nice hotel, but I'm not a nice guy, apparently. They don't give me the big bags, even the little bags. For the end there, Joe. It's not like when I travel with you and we can shack up at a Super 8 in Flint, Michigan.
Oh.
You know, sometimes
Oh, that place was all with the... You know, Pip, we go there, right?
Yeah.
And the first telltale sign is the bulletproof glass on the front counter. Yeah.
No.
Right?
Oh.
And Davin is there trying to slide coupons. What are you, have a coupon? Are you trying to slide this stupid coupon under the bulletproof glass? Do you take
man.
A coupon? It'd be taking bullets. Never mind a coupon.
I've never stayed at the DMV before. This would be interesting.
Oh, it's just a charm. It is just...
Well, Joe, they're looking forward to you coming back.
Yeah, so I could get this place. We the Holly Hotel we're working, right? The headliner gets a meal. You get what did you get? A steak?
Yeah, I got something nice.
He gets a steak, right? The middle act, moi, you get a salad. But what they mean by a salad is they carefully cut a head of lettuce in half, threw it on a plate. I counted them. 3 little slices of Swiss cheese and a tomato. And they put it on the plate. Bon appetit. I told Davin, I go, if they put the go to hell on the plate, I would have felt better about myself.
Yeah, but it was that fuzzy little tail and that floppy ears that you know, made them think that this would be acceptable.
Oh, man. Davin, you tried to barter me some food and they got mad?
Oh, man.
I did what I could. But you know what, Joe? You're telling the story. You're not really putting it in the best light. I mean, you did come home with a crush.
Yeah.
We went to the bar next door, and there was a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she served Joe a beer, and he was very excited about that, not realizing that that's her fucking job.
But this is after he got chastised. What did you order to drink?
I don't know. I ordered something that you deemed girly, and she made fun of me.
You had like a Cosmo or something, or a cranberry and vodka. That's what you had, a cranberry and vodka. Davinina had.
I'm sorry, but Davinina, anything that they drink on Sex and the City, you should not be drinking, Davin. That's just, that's it.
Well, I don't watch Sex and the City, but apparently Joe does, so he knew it was a wrong drink. I had no idea. So, you know, Joe was happy somebody was serving him booze and going along with him, telling her to make fun of me.
Yeah,
Joe was very pleased.
He gets the vodka and cranberry, and he goes, I go, what's that? He goes, it's a vodka and cranberry. I go, you know what goes with that? And he goes, what, a vagina.
Okay. That's usually what it's served.
Hey, Joe, what was that bartender's name? Joe, what was that bartender's name?
He's probably
name?
Bouncing up and down. Oh, hold on.
Joe, what was her name?
Oh, gosh, what was her name? I don't remember.
I'm surprised. I thought you had a tattooed on your inner thigh.
Samantha? No, it wasn't Samantha.
I don't know, Joe. I forgot her name after my drink was done, but you were very excited.
Oh, I was smitten.
Yes. No. Nobody likes 5s more than Joe.
Oh yeah, and we got to remember the lovely couple there. We're in a bar at 1:30 in the morning. There was a couple there with their baby in the stroller having drinks.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and was the baby knocking back the shots?
Oh yeah, they had a little sippy cup with a JD symbol on it.
I think the baby was drinking a cran and vodka.
Yeah.
Now, kids, I should tell you that we are a bad influence right now. John checked in on Facebook and said that he should be mowing the lawn right now but he can't resist bad motel stories. So, Joe, not only are we better than Static, we're better than mowing the lawn.
Hey, you know what? A lot of things are better than lawn care, but I'm proud anyway.
Pip, this is one of the few things we have. Don't take it from us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We roll.
So Joe, I guess we should get on with the show now that we've gone down the copper brick road, if you will.
Bad memory lane again.
I guess we should do the You Stink. Now, for those of you, we did a You Stink last week. I kind of decided I was going to do this. It's like a mini rant, and we're going to try to make this a feature. And over the course of Joe's very busy week, I do believe he made a little intro theme for You Stink. This is going to be the first test for our new board guy, Adam. We're hoping he can pull it off. Does a little You Stink theme, and then you do your little rant, and maybe we'll discuss, and then I'll go.
Think
we can pull this off?
Right. Hit it again.
You stink.
That's right. And who stinks this week is the Port Authority, who wants to raise rates again on the tolls. They are seeking a massive $1 billion toll and train fare just out of the massive hike last week. And they're threatening. They have the gall to threaten us because they're saying if they don't get this toll hike, it's going to affect key projects at the World Trade Center, the George Washington Bridge, the Lincoln Tunnel, and all the other crossings. Tolls want to increase. Get a load of this. Now, $6.50 you're paying already to cross those bridges. They want to hike it up to $12 during rush hour. It's a $4 increase that they want to raise it. Already, it's $13 to get over the Verrazano Bridge. $13, and they're saying that there's a toll hike. Let me tell you something. Either they're screwing us or the Verrazano has got a coke problem. All right? Until I see a 90-foot straw hanging off the span, we're getting screwed. Those bridges make over $1 million a day. And also, if you commute, especially on a PATH train, it's going to be going up from $1.75 to $2.75.
Wow.
And you want to raise the fares. You want to raise the fares on the bridges and trains to make them one way. And they better make everything one way because everybody's leaving New York because enough is enough. Mm-hmm. Now, let's compare. Now, the whole thing that they always say time and time again is that they're trying to raise the rate, the fares on the bridges to make improvements. There has been literally 4 toll increases in the past 6 years. Have we seen one improvement? Not one. So let's compare the other areas of the country. You go to Pennsylvania, you go over like the Betsy Ross Bridge. The toll is roughly about maybe $3, $3.75. It's a beautiful 4 lanes each way going on that bridge, and you pay $4. There's no traffic, all right? Let's try to do it here. For the lovely fee of $6.50, you go over the Goethals Bridge, which is a dilapidated cow path with 2 lanes. They have better bridges in Madison County than they do in Staten Island. And that's after you're sitting about an hour's worth of traffic to get through the thing. You know, you commute on a train. The train is always late. The conductors are rude and nasty. They have an attitude. And another thing is Easy Pass. Now, what they do is that they have Easy Pass, and what they do with the Easy Pass is they want you to use Easy Pass. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because you don't know how screwed you're getting when you just zip by at 35 miles an hour. But when you have to sit there and take $6.50 out of your wallet, you really feel it. You know, and that's what they do. And what they did to me was I paid my Easy Pass on Tuesday morning at 8:30. I go through the outer bridge crossing at about 6:30 at night. They didn't put the charge through. This is the great show. They didn't put the charge through. I have to pull over. They pull me over. I have to take $6.50 out after I just paid $150 on a credit card, pay them $6.50, and then they take my tag.
What?
They go, we have to confiscate your tag. I go, what do you think? I'm the mad toll guy? I'm just going to tolls trying to get through? When will I get my tag back? Oh, in about 5 to 7 days. 5 to 7 days. I spend over $2,500 a year in tolls, and they're treating me like a bad child. They took my toy. They took my ball and they put it on the shelf. They're horrible. They're awful. And I tell you this thing right now, the way they can solve all this, they have to get rid of the unions. The unions that they have are awful, okay? You have these toll takers, they don't say thank you. They're like Ukrainian border guards, these people. Have you ever gone to a toll booth in another state and you pull up, don't kill me, don't shoot, and they say thank you, they smile. You're wondering if you got your fly down the way they look at you, they're so nice. You know, it's ridiculous. So that's what they squander it on. They squander it on all these legacy costs, all these overpaid, rude, and toll takers, and the people that pay cash. It's just ridiculous. And the supervisors should be fired. Let me tell you something about these supervisors.
Joe. I said mini rant.
Shut up.
This is a mini series.
I'm on a roll. Shut up. Sit there and look at your look at the old man in front of your hotel room.
And he's on his knees to look shorter.
He's asking
while he's doing
for you,
this.
By the way.
Yeah, and the supervisors at the PA, they're geniuses. During rush hour, who only has two cash-paying lanes? They're morons, and they should be fired. And they just get rid of them. They privatize the bridges, and they get rid of the unions, and they make them produce. And that's the thing. And you know what I say about that?
You stink!
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. I know now how come when I was talking earlier in the week, you said you had 2 hours of show prep. I didn't realize you were writing a report.
I'm writing a manifesto.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Joe, you had a lot of salient points in there. I just don't know if we needed a whole expose on it to start the show. But,
Davin, I'm a little scared. He's sitting here wearing an orange hoodie and some shades.
Jeez, Joe, I didn't know you had it in you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Do you feel better now, Joe? You got that off your chest?
No, I'll feel better when I get my damned easy pass back.
Okay, well, we'll work on that for you.
Okay.
All you callers out there, if you want some free Renaissance Fair tickets, all you got to do is break somebody's windshield, steal an E-Pass tag, and put it in Joe's Honda.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Joe, are we giving away anything tonight?
Nothing. We might be giving something later.
It might be. What is it, flying in if a parachute drops in time?
No, when Rich gets back and looks in the drawer and finds something, I think we're giving away a paperclip or something.
Frank's out to dinner right now. Maybe we're bringing back his leftovers.
You
definitely,
the station gets in the way.
No, I think it's a big ball of lint and maybe some rubber band.
Now Adam's on the phone to somebody. It's probably Frank. He's just ignore them.
I don't know. Maybe we have a call on the MTA.
We wouldn't have.
Listen, if it is a call for us, which is highly unlikely.
Yeah.
But if it is, let's see if Adam, the intern, can do what the boss and the backbone of the radio station, the guy that's all there, all down there all day, can't do. Let's see if he can get a call into us. I think he can.
Now he walked away with the phone.
Yeah, I think we were unnerving him, eyeballing him while he was talking.
Well, he needs to get back to the board because we need our little bumper music for my little rant.
Well, as soon as he gets back, you know, I think he's ordering a pizza.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What? You know, I'm not there. Who's going to yell at these people?
All right, he's off the phone now. Who are you on the phone with? Some guy called up.
Did he answer?
Did he answer?
Did he answer you?
I don't know. He doesn't turn the sound up.
Oh, for crying out loud. You know,
Adam,
we could have a podcast on steroids.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My mic wasn't up. You're right.
There you go.
So who was on the phone?
Some John guy.
Some John guy?
He said he knew you. He said, "Tell Joe to go to a break."
Really? Great right now. We've got.
What is that? Johnny Race? Did he get a new pair of pleather pants?
Yeah, that's who it is.
Oh, it's Johnny Race.
Yeah.
Put Johnny Race on.
Oh, we're crying out loud.
Let me turn Davin down for a second.
We're
going to hear
Davin
a very
down, yeah.
bad sound.
What?
He said he's got to turn Davin down. He's giving some bad sound. I'm like, are you commenting on what he's saying?
No, Davin sounds excellent. It's just a little technical thing.
I'm teasing
him.
That's what we do. We
is Johnny Race on the phone with us?
Johnny, you on the phone?
I'm about to put him on. Davin would shut up.
Wow, I love this guy. He's sassy.
A little sassy from the board.
At least we've got
off.
Some
awesome.
Interest out of the booth.
Now he's on. Now, Davin, continue talking.
Oh, thank you. Wow, I'm getting more direction from Adam half a country away than I ever got from Frank or Rich, by the way.
Exactly.
I like this, Adam.
John, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, what are you doing?
What's up, John?
Hey, Joey, it's John LaRocchia.
Oh, John LaRocchia.
Oh, John LaRocchia calling in.
How's it going?
A fireman and a hero. Hello, John.
Hey, Joey. I'm listening to your rant on and on here. I had to go to the bathroom. I'm sitting for 10 minutes waiting for you to shut up so I can get on the radio. Listen to me. The New York bridges, I don't know what you don't appreciate. You spend more time on those bridges. That's why you pay more money.
Yeah.
You're sitting in traffic. You're on those bridges 10 times longer.
So it's like rent. I'm paying rent.
Yes. And you want a New York toll taker to say thank you? Or you wouldn't be in New York.
I know, but it's just, you know, when you're forking $6.50 over, a little pat in the head or, you know, a reach around something would be nice.
I don't... pretty much move your ass is what I'm happy. If they say, hey, get out of the way, move your ass, you know, I'm happy.
Yeah. You're usually driving a fire truck through the thing, so you got lights blaring and stuff like that. They let you right
through. Well, Joe, maybe you need to talk to John and get some of sirens for your car.
Yeah, that's true.
I never thought we'd have somebody on the air being pro-MTA, but, you know, whatever. We bring out all the wackos, apparently.
You know, I just tuned in, but that, what do you have, Davin, in a little box with a speaker on it?
No, he's in another car, too.
No, I'm in Wisconsin, John.
Stop bragging to him, will you?
Really? Am I bragging? Okay. You're jealous because you can't get over the bridge in Long Island? It's too expensive. I don't even go to Long Island anymore. I got to put a kid through college at some point. I can't afford those bridges.
Says
well,
the man with a big block of cheese.
Hello, you guys. It's always a pleasure.
Same here, Johnny. I'll see you soon.
All right. Keep up the good work, guys.
Take care, babe. Devin?
I'm here.
Ah.
I'll tell you what, I could barely hear John on the phone.
Yeah. Maybe he has a bad connection.
We had him in a little box.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how this is sounding, but you
no,
know
it's
what?
Not, it sounds
listen,
fine.
We discovered that we have a board off who's sassy, so yeah. You know, this is still a win-win for me.
Devin, your phone
like
sounds fine, you don't.
When we move down the road and start filming this out of some vagrant's backyard, we're going to take Adam with us.
That's right. You'll be by the shed by the cinder block. He'll do a fine job.
Sure, we'll treat him well. We'll give him some, like, Wise potato chips or something. He'll be happy.
He'll be tied up, and he'll have duct tape over him, and he'll have one hand loose to run the board. But he'll come in with us.
Yeah, that's right.
How about some Lay's potato chips? I don't like Wise.
We need sexual fantasies out of our show, please.
We can get you that.
All right, I'm gonna do my you stink, and it's a mini rant, Joe. You might want to take notes.
All right, let's do the intro. Let's
do
the intro.
Yours was very good, but you know, I think I aged during it.
What did the club owners say when you performed last night?
They said, "God, the only thing that was longer was Joe's mini rant." Don't test me. I will knock you down half a country away, mister.
Right.
Just because you're the captain doesn't mean I don't outrank you.
Yes, sir. Well, you're in the field.
I'm in the field bringing stupid to the masses.
Yeah, Field Marshal Dumbbell. Out of country.
Don't give away my code name. All right. Adam, give me hit the you stink, sir.
You stink.
My mistake involves the quest for U.S. Army Sergeant Major Robert Dickerson's four-year quest to get his Purple Heart. Sergeant Major Dickerson served his country for 29 years. In 2007, he was wounded in Iraq. 2 years later, the Army got around to sending him his Purple Heart via FedEx. The catch is they sent it COD. Really? With all my taxes, we're going to charge soldiers for delivery of Purple Hearts. They charge them $21 to deliver it. At that price, the COD should have come with a bonus BJ, and he should have been able to get across the bridges and tunnels. Also, why are we sending a FedEx? Shouldn't we be sending it via our broke post office? Sergeant Major Dickerson refused to pay and told FedEx to bill it to the Army. A week later, he got the bill. See, the Army does move fast when it needs to.
Yeah.
The Army had to make it right, so they sent him a money order and an apology. Only problem was they spelled his name wrong, so he couldn't cash it.
Oh, God.
I don't think, you know, with the budget the Pentagon gets, shouldn't they have a proofreader on staff? at the very least, spell check or the annoying paperclip, something, to make sure this doesn't happen.
Annoying paperclip.
2 years later, they still have not reissued the money order. So in a very rare case, I give a big you stink to the pencil pushers in the U.S. Army.
You
the goal
stink.
To try and make the hero pay for a Purple Heart for not using the post office and for your inability to spell a hero's name and for your laziness in correcting your error, pencil pushers, you stink. I hope you all get paper cuts. I hope they charge you $22 for your Purple Hearts.
Yes.
You stink.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. Adam brings a level of production to this show that we have been missing. Kudos to you, Adam.
Very good.
Thank you, Davin.
He does not stink.
Now, you complained about my rant that it went on too long. I love when you do your rant. It's like reading in the classroom. Davin, please reach page 5.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have a million injunctions in the ranch. And furthermore, there was this one time when I was on the bridge, and I was on my way to band camp.
Oh, yeah.
Really, Joe?
And the Army did a bad thing. I say that we should bring the $21 to him and help
him
out.
You know what, Joe? Here, Joe, I'm going to make your wife very happy. You should work in the Army, because like the Army, you can't spell either.
Oh, I'm a horrible speller.
For three of Joe's friends keeping track on Facebook, they'll get that reference.
They most certainly will.
I get it.
And on that note, let's throw it to break and regroup and hope we can do better in the second half.
My name is Davin Rosenblatt of the Davin and Cisco Show. Besides being the host of a radio show, I am a professional stand-up comedian and owner of the ever-growing entertainment company Sidesplitting Productions. As a performer, I have appeared on Comedy Central and performed several tours overseas for our troops. As a company, for over a decade, Sidesplitting Productions has been providing the very best in live stand-up comedy, murder mystery shows, DJs, and celebrity impersonators across the nation. Our entertainers are perfect for restaurants, special family events, and making that corporate event or party a stunning success. For a free consultation and quote, call me anytime at 845-986-7806. That's 845-986-7806. Or check us out on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com. That's SIDESPLITTINGPRODUCTIONS.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTVQ.
Hi, this is Paul Nebraski, host of Morning Energy with Nebraski. Tune into my show every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. on WTVQ to learn about home energy efficiency, home improvements, and much more.
After a fabulous day today, mainly clear weather tonight, turning rather cool. For Friday, more of the same, lots of sunshine, pleasant temperatures and humidity levels, highs topping out just over 80. We've got a sunny start on Saturday, then increasing cloudiness for the afternoon, high 85 or so. And on Sunday, lots of clouds, periods of showers and thunderstorms, high 75 to 80. From the WTVQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ken Elliott. WTVQ.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's In on WTVQ. Is everybody still with me?
Yes.
Hey, we pulled it off. I like this Adam. He's good. He's flawless.
Yes.
So if you want to call into the show, the number is 845-651-1110. We might have half of a roast beef sandwich to give away at the end of the show. And we also have the MTA Easy Pass Challenge, where we're challenging somebody to break into somebody's car and give Joe the Easy Pass tag.
Oh, great.
And
now
you'll get to see Joe and Firehouse this weekend. Yeah. We've got a lot of things going on the show.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, Joe, you were ranting about the MTA, and I don't know if everybody knows this, but you're a Long Island guy.
Yes.
And you come up to Orange County to do the show every week, and you do a great job with that. But, one of the state assemblymen from your neck of the woods is proposing a law that I don't know how you're going to feel well about. He is proposing, Joe, that parents have to mandatorily drug test their high school students.
That's ridiculous. Just another intrusion in people's private rights.
Joe, do you have his name? The person who's doing this?
Yes, Joseph Saladino, New York Assemblyman Joseph Saladino.
Now he's from Long Island, right?
Yes, he is.
What's it now? I believe I don't have the article in front of me, and they don't get the New York news here in Wisconsin. But I believe what he's saying is that the parents would actually have to take an oath. So the school or the government or the police are not really going to see these tests, but the parents have to take an oath that they are going to administer this test. Do I have that right?
They have to sign a mandate that the parents administer a test and then they have to sign off on it. I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't picture my mother, pee in the cup, pee in the cup. All right, you're not fronting, are you? Pee in the cup.
Please.
I like the fact that you're picturing it and your mother's in the room with you. That's
yeah.
a little crazy.
Yeah. She always hanging over the urinal.
Apparently.
Yeah, I think I got some issues. Yeah, right?
Joe, why don't you lay down on the CPQ couch and me and Pip will analyze you for the entertainment of our radio audience.
We'll find out how crazy Joe is.
And how long has your mother been standing next to you at the urinal?
At the urinal? Now you will stand near the urinal and you will then exit your then void. You ever go to the doctor when they tell you that? Void.
Void.
Void. And I went to a doctor one time. You can void. Void.
What does that mean?
You have to void. I go, we're prohibited by law? What are you talking about?
This is why I don't go to the doctors. I refuse to void.
You haven't been to a doctor?
Now, Joe, I gotta come at you a little bit on this issue here, although
yeah.
you have your own issues we just found out.
Yes.
I got to admit, I find it a little ironic that it's a Republican that's proposing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, aren't the Republicans supposed to be for less government?
Normally.
Yeah, but they're in this whole family values trip.
Family values? Having mom and dad gather around while you void? What type of value is that?
Well, it's just trying... It's family, Davin. It's family. Trying to keep the family true. Like they,
but
like,
Joe! But Joe, the whole government... They want government to be less intrusive. How much more intrusive could it be?
Yes.
What's next? Are they going to outlaw sodomy? Oh, wait, they already tried.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. No, you know, the parents are so busy trying to avoid the P-test at work themselves. They can't be bothered giving P-tests to their kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, Tiff. Maybe, you know what, maybe the parents will start having the kids pee in their cup so they can pass their drug tests.
Right. And you know what, if you think your kids smoke pot, just do these three things. Leave a big plate of cookies out and see if they're still there in 10 minutes.
Just don't leave brownies.
Right, or brownies. check your own stash of weed, see if any of it's missing.
Yeah, really. How are the parents supposed to be policing the kids when the parents have been using themselves?
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the 50s. This isn't, you know, Father Knows Best.
Yeah.
Who do they think are parenting these kids?
I know.
Ozzy Osbourne's parenting these kids.
Yeah, I mean, what if the parent... Is this your joint? Yes. Who taught you how to roll this?
Mom.
Yeah, Mom. I didn't.
You know, come on.
Well, you guys do raise a point, though, about the parenting. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, say what you want about the parents today, and for whatever reason, and the three of us have discussed this on the radio before, but a lot of these parents, they can't even be bothered to look at their kids' homework.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
they're going to administer a drug test?
Yeah. I don't have time to look at their algebra. I'm going to look at their urine. Are you out of your mind?
X equals, why are you peeing on the rug?
I'm going to look at their algebra. I'm going to look at their urine. Are you out of your mind? Didn't I just say that?
Was that Adam? Did he just do like an instant replay?
Yes, he did.
No, I put up the phone because Gary's on the line.
Gary?
Okay, Gary? Hey, boy.
Gary, turn off your radio.
Gary, turn off your radio.
My radio's not on, idiot.
No.
Oh, I know who this is.
You want to pull us in?
This is my long-lost friend, Gary the Satellite Man.
Gary the Satellite
hey,
Man?
Hey, guys, how you doing, boy?
What's up, Gary? How are you, bud?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I was just here, sitting here in the trailer, listening to y'all talking, and I had to say, what are you guys talking about peeing in a cup for? You don't pee in the yard like we do?
It's happy hour, Gary.
The only time we pee in the yard is when there's a class field trip, and that's when all the students pee.
That's right. We're talking about...
Okay. Is that some kind of Jewish thing nobody told me about, Davis?
No, I don't talk to you about religion, Gary. I talk to you about how to pick the corn out of my teeth.
All right, now I'm going to attempt to talk to him in his native language. Okay. Hey, y'all, are y'all got youngins?
Oh, I'll try to talk to you in your native language, but I don't have an affliction T-shirt I can put on and a woman I can slap in the mouth.
Wow.
That's funny. Even Joe could fit in an affliction T-shirt. They don't make them in that size.
Do you have...
So Gary, what do you think about this mandatory drug testing? You got an opinion?
Well, you know what? It just depends on what they're testing for. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't really believe in testing for the weed or anything like that, but or the meth. But you know, if they're testing for, like, say, Oxycontin or something like that, I'm more than willing to help them out.
Gary,
do you have kids?
Oh yeah, I got three kids in different homes.
Is the animal the
same? Do you go
that's
to
my
different
kids.
Homes or do you test those kids?
Three.
That's my kids, Gary. What do you got?
Gary, do you test for your kids?
Do what now?
What happened? Is it
three, 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 three is not five.
No. Well, when you said three, three, three.
We were thinking it was nine.
Nine. I said nine.
Nine kids.
I thought you said five.
You got five kids?
I think he's doing some of that redneck math.
Yeah, really? I think he's doing some of that redneck booze, too. Holy smokes.
Put that shoe back on.
Where do you live, Gary?
Oh, I live in a trailer in Alabama.
A trailer in Alabama? Really? I found that out. I thought you were living in the Bronx.
No, actually, I saw Gary the other night in Toledo. He was part of the floor show.
Now, what I found fascinating is that you were down with the meth, but the Oxycontin was where you draw the line.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got to make my living somehow, darling.
See? You see, Joe, Obama is adding jobs to the economy.
That just killed me.
Obama's going to pull up his bus to Gary's trailer, and they're going to have a campaign stop together. Yeah. And his ratings are going to go through the roof.
Oh no, he doesn't come down here to my neighborhood.
I'm sure
he doesn't come to your neighborhood. Why not? Aren't you his constituent?
No, it's just that my neighborhood moves around from week to week.
Well, you are a traveling salesman. I do have to admit that.
Oh yeah, boy, you know it.
Well, Gary, thank you for checking in. It's great to hear your voice. It's been many months since I heard you, and I'm glad to see that you're doing well and that you've opened up a new business.
It did it. But next time, you got to tell your friends there that I'm gonna be calling in. It sounds a little bit like they were confused by me.
Now let me ask you a question.
You're a confusing sort. You know, to know you is to love you, but to not know you is to put your wallet in the other pocket and walk a little quicker.
Well, I don't want to upset one of my finest customers. I'm sorry, there, Dan.
Now, where are you calling from? Were you on top of a telephone pole like Mr. Douglas on Green Acres?
Well, you know what? We don't all have fancy cell phones we can use, boy. Some of us got to use that telephone. Thank you, sir.
You know what, Gary? You tell Joe. Joe is very uppity. You tell him. You yell at him, Gary.
I'm uppity.
I know, I'm sitting here talking about him wearing an Affliction shirt. It should be more like of a track uniform, and he should be sitting around the back of the Bada Bang talking to his buddy.
Yeehaw! That's new to the repertoire. Must be some good Oxycontin he's got going. Yeah.
Where did you guys get the audio of my girlfriend?
Last night.
Wow. So it was you, a clown,
and
Gary's girlfriend. That's a party pip.
I knew she was lying to me, that whore. I knew she wasn't out at her bingo night.
Well, you know, it's the beauty of this show. So, you know, your girlfriend got very lucky. But now she might want to wear instead of an Affliction t-shirt and an Infection t-shirt. But that's a different subject.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, hey, you know what? That ain't really fair. I told you I got rid of that, Davin.
The Affliction or the Infection?
Yeah, but you say you got rid of it, but I'm still itching and burning, so I really don't believe you. Well, Gary, it is a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for calling in, and feel free to call in the future.
See you later.
All right, boys.
See ya.
Does he think I'm a boy?
I think it was just a racial slur.
Hey!
I think he called you boy, Pip.
You know, I'm so confused because all that meth that he gave us to do. I can't believe that he called.
You know what's amazing? You know, we finally don't have Frank and Rich on the board, and all of a sudden calls are coming through.
That's because I'm on the board.
You know what?
Oh, there you go.
I think
that's
he's
fine.
Right.
No, Devin, what kind of friends do you have? I mean, the guy sounds like he's from the commercial we played with, what's his name, Dale Earnhardt Jr., our dad used to say. You know, that
It does sound
good.
Like
good. Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Devin.
Well, there you go, Adam. You were having a great night, and there you went. You went on too many.
Went a bridge too far.
Joe Cole's at his second 5 minutes of his act, but, you know, whatever. I understand what you were going for.
A bridge too far and an extra toll.
Yeah, they, for that extra toll there, we've all been punished now.
Yes,
Joe, that'll be Joe's mini rant next week.
Yes.
But, yeah, Adam, you were doing a great job. Phone calls are getting through. It's almost like I'm not working at WTBQ.
That's because there's no senior citizens on the board tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I shouldn't have said that because...
To our show. He probably drove off the road into a cow.
I shouldn't have said that because Frank is in here right now.
Frank is... you're playing to the boss. Listen, don't you mess with Frank. Frank has all the best porn websites queued up for when he sits in and works the board for my show.
Oh, he does? I should be doing that for
the
host.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Why is that monitor not facing us?
Yeah, really.
Well, because he doesn't want to get you guys too excited.
No.
I know. We paid no attention to the show after that.
Yeah. Well, as long as we got Adam working the board and doing things properly, let's go for one more piece of production. We'll move on to the state assemblyman. There was a comic in the news, Adam. Do you have that little theme song for it?
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
You know what's funny? Comics in the News sounds just like the guy from You Stink. We should probably get more people.
That's a tight budget.
It's like God both times. But, you know, there is a comic in the news. I'm sure everybody in our listening audience knows who I'm talking about. Jerry Lewis will not be hosting the telethon this Labor Day, kids.
They gave Jerry the boot.
It's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy? He's been doing it, what, for like 60 years?
Yeah. Can you believe
it? And this was supposed to be his last year of hosting it anyway.
Yes.
He said that this was it. And they give him the boot for like a month beforehand. And Jerry hasn't spoken to it. They gave a very brief statement. Basically, the only thing that's been leaked is that Jerry is a little hard to work with. The guy's 85 years old, you think?
Yeah, and the Pope is probably hard to work with, you know? They still deal with him.
No, I mean, come on. He probably thinks Dean Martin's showing up. Cut the guy some slack.
Probably does.
You know, I tell you, and he's had his own problems, too. He's had a debilitating back condition, heart issues, a crippling lung disease. You think
it was a mercy firing, Joe?
No, but I think we should take care of Jerry. I think we should have a telethon here right at WTBQ. With our two phone lines, we could raise tens of hundreds of pennies. And then we
come on, Joe. That's crazy. People would call, but they would never get through to the operator.
Yeah, but do you know the pride that we would have to personally present Jerry with a check for $15? Do you know what that would mean?
My heart is swelling.
All right, fine. Joe will do comedy for the first 15 minutes of the telethon. Piff will strip, and then Psychic Cindy will be able to read their minds and print out all the regrets they had for watching that first half an hour of the telethon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me strip on the radio.
That's the only way we're getting donations. That was a proper medium for it, Piff.
I'm sorry, I stepped all over you. What'd you say?
We thought the radio was the proper medium for that strip.
Oh, it absolutely would be.
But there were a lot of... Yeah.
So, Tim, what do you think about this? Do you think this is a little disgusting by the part of the telephone people?
You know, I think that even if he was the most impossible bastard to work with on the planet, you gotta let this guy who's done so much for the telethon, and he made the telethon, you gotta let him go out with some dignity and respect. That's just cold. Just cut him off and not even let him have his last year to say his goodbyes and, you know, just, you know, rake in some more dough. I mean, my God, he's so famous for it. They were Jerry's kids. You know, what are they going to do? Be now? Mary Hart's kids?
Yeah.
You know, they had a whole list of people, nobodies, that are supposed to be filling in for him this year.
I got one, and this ties in with what Joe was talking about with TBQ. How about Tesh's Tots?
Tesh's Tots. And he could give them tips.
I got
it. Good job. You can make them feel comfortable. You know, he's saying you could be more lovable and likable and thinner. Tesh's Tots. Forget about Jerry Lewis. We're going to do it here at TBQ. Let's get Tosh in. We'll get his wife, Connie Silica. It'll be nice.
Hey, you guys got another caller on the line. You got I'm putting Jerry on the line.
TBQ. Let's get Tosh. Who's this?
Who do we got?
Oh, hello, nice lady.
He got Jerry Lewis. Hello, Jerry. We were just talking about you. Thank you for calling in.
I'm glad you're talking about me because I'm very, very upset.
Jerry, you sound gayer than usual. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Jerry, have you become a drag queen?
It sounds like a cross between Jerry Lewis and Rick Torn. So, Jerry, I hear the French are outraged. Will they be marching?
Nah, you can't get them to march for anything, kid. Let me tell you, I've been trying to get them to march to get Nutty Professor back in theaters for years now.
Why do you have a deep voice now, Jerry?
Is that your lover? What the hell? What is going on? I leave the state. Weird things happen. Calls come through. People lose their... What the hell is going on over at TBQ, Joe?
I have no clue.
Hey. You gotta understand, kid. My back is debilitating me.
Was that Jerry Lewis or like an 80-year-old Jew?
It's the three faces.
Same
of
thing.
Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry Lewis isn't Jewish.
I am an 80-year-old Jew.
Now you sound like an 80-year-old Jew in Archie Bunker.
We got a schizophrenic impressionist. Really?
Yeah. Now what happened? Well, Jerry, what happened? What happened? Would you have a falling out?
I had a falling down is what I had, kid. You listening to me here? Come on.
Wow, it's like the king of comedy and then, really. You know, it's like all different faces of Jerry going on here.
Gosh. Wow. You know what?
If we ever land on Mars, Jerry,
we should send
here.
This show to them because they will not come here.
Look at you. You're five states away. Your show is turning into...
Joe, if you could see the look of disgust on my face.
Yeah. We can hear it.
Even the old man outside your door walked away and said, pew.
You know what?
You know what he said?
Who's the broad on the show?
You stink.
That's what he really said.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? Instead of Jerry Lewis, do you think the show would have been a better served if they had somebody like a little hipper, like Charlie Sheen, hosting it?
Yeah, that would really help a lot.
Raising money.
I wonder if we could get Charlie Sheen to call in.
Yeah.
I'd be very afraid to be one of Charlie's kids, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't that be great, Charlie's kids?
Charlie's kids would be the best kids to hang out with.
Wouldn't it? That would be great.
Where everybody's winning.
Okay, that was Charlie Sheen and Harvey Fierstein.
I just want to be one.
My God, we had a format.
Had being the operative word here.
This show is crazy, but I like it. Because, you know, it just proves once again, Davinson, it's better than static, and I think we are.
That's true. And we have a board op who actually answers the phones.
You know what's sad? Like, Adam is, like, brand new, and he's the most professional person on this show tonight.
I'm telling you, true, yeah.
We've been trying to tell you that.
Oh, my goodness. So, is there any other celebrities on the phone, or is that it?
I think that was that for the celebrity propane.
I think that we're done with the celebrities.
Pee-pa-pa. I can't even speak anymore. I'm so shell-shocked from the call.
You've been...
I'll tell you what, man. I feel like Mariana Rivera trying to save this thing. I'm going out there, and I go, really, I don't have my best stuff tonight. I think we're going to get shelled. That is happening.
We're out in the mound talking with you.
Yeah, Metallica's talking about not letting me use a song anymore.
So what do you think of Megadeth? I'm sure they'd be happy. How about Peace Cell? Do you want to come out to that?
That would be a good song. Peace out, who's buying? Right.
I can't even say I know what
thanks,
that is.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for the Dave Mustaine impression.
Yeah. It's Bad Impression Thursdays here.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Bad Impression Thursdays. We're trying to impress that we're a comedy show, but we're not.
Right.
Yes, nobody's impressed with that. We have not impressed that on anybody.
All right. I think we've killed this Jerry Lewis thing.
Oh, yeah. With a big mallet.
Our show is whack-a-mole.
Thank you. Let me tell you something.
Whack-a-mole
comedy. Baby seal hasn't been clubbed like this bit was.
All right, Joe, finish the seal bit. We know you got a joke coming.
No, that's it.
Well, you guys know that Charlie Sheen's on the line, right?
Is he?
Charlie Sheen. Hello, Charlie.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard, yeah.
And the listening audience has spoken.
That sounded like if Charlie Sheen was like one of those dolls that you pulled to say catchphrases.
Yeah.
I think.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
So, Charlie, you signed on for the big Comedy Central roast. Are you excited?
When on the croquet lawn, one must be careful not to offend one's opponent with an onset of unwanted odor. Oh, bully.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, that was the perfect answer to that question too.
What the? You know what? I'm not leaving Warwick anymore. It's crazy when I leave.
It's crazy when you're here too. It's just out of control tonight.
Charlie, are you still with us?
Bring it.
Now that you've had a minute and a half to try to reform an answer since you were unprepared for this call, are you excited about your Comedy Central roast?
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not going to happen.
How do you feel about Ashton Kutcher taking your spot, Charlie?
I'm by winning.
I don't even know what to say.
Once again,
it's like Charlie Sheen gets his stuff from Gary the Satellite Guy, and this is the outcome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you for that call in.
Yeah.
Just sit back,
Charlie,
and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what's amazing? We can't give Renaissance Fair tickets away. But all of a sudden, we got every damn celebrity in the world listening to this mayhem.
Yeah.
And it's all because of the one new board operator.
Actually,
I'll tell you what. Adam, he has a following with the retarded.
See, here's Adam in the booth. What's that thing ringing? I think I'll pick it up.
Well, that was your first mistake.
There's a person on the other end that's speaking to us. You want to tell the other guys what the premise of that is?
Pick it up and then hang it up immediately so they never know who's there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how it normally works.
Hey, you get to own a radio station, kids. Well, we didn't get to half the stuff we were supposed to get to tonight.
Because
we
had so much gold.
Devastated by that.
All these scribblings.
All right. So, Pip, yes. where is your husband going to be this weekend?
Yeah. You know what? I put the tracking device on the car, and I'll be sure to know. No, I actually...
You stink. You know what? You really stink. I should have asked Charlie Sheen where your husband was going to be this week, and then I would have gotten a better answer.
No,
really,
actually, he doesn't have a gig this weekend. He's going to be home with me, that poor bastard.
Why couldn't you just say that instead of taking us down that wormhole?
I don't know. Because I think I've got the listening audience convinced that I'm some kind of maniac killer, and I would like to just keep it that way.
Fantastic.
Oh,
okay, good.
Thanks for that little giggle trying to save me, Joe. There was no saving that.
I'll tell you what, Joe's a very nice man.
He is a nice man.
Joe, now I know you have a busy weekend. You know, I know you took up a lot of time this week with that 2 hours of show prep for that book report.
Yep.
But what do you got going this weekend,
Michael
Joe?
Michael McClinton's Full Circle, the new band I'm in, Michael McClinton's Full Circle. We're going to be playing in Chicopee, Mass, opening for Firehouse tomorrow night, Friday. Obviously, that's too far away. But however, if you people in Jersey, we are playing, we are headlining. I totally
agree.
Oh, my
blank. Gosh.
The Stone, what a dope. The Stone Pony, Asbury Park, Sunday night. We're going to be doing a video down there. Michael McClinton's Full Circle. We're going to be headlining the Stone Pony in Asbury Park this Sunday. So everybody come on down, man. We're going to have a good time.
You're doing a video?
We're doing a video, yeah.
Are there going to be naked girls?
I hope so. If they read my suggestions, yes.
Well, Joe, you know you love fives. Ladies in the listening audience, if you're unattractive and have never been in a video before, don't let that deter you. Joe will still give you the attention you crave.
And where are you going to be tonight? Where are you tonight?
Well, in half an hour, I'm going to be disappointing people at the Armory in Janesville, Wisconsin.
What are you, like, you come out of a tank turret and you start talking?
I wouldn't disappoint like those people. Sounds like they have
guns. Don't mess with my Sherman tank. I don't want that out of you, mister.
Right.
No, well, listen, nobody's going to come out to Janesville tonight if they're not already here.
Right.
Everybody's going to be here. But tomorrow, I will be performing at Goonies in Rochester, Minnesota.
Right.
For a phone number for tickets, call 507-288-8130. It's 507-288-8130. I'm shocked Joe did not have a Goonies comment. This Friday, there's going to be a Sideswing Productions doing live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca, starring Don MacArthur. He's very funny. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. And this Wednesday, coming up, I'll be at the American Hotel in Freehold, New Jersey with a friend of the show, Joseph Anthony. For tickets, call 732-431-3220.
And that's our show. Good night.
Station since 1969.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. His name is Rick Perry. He's the governor of Texas, and on Saturday,